Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Oh boy, I'm hearing some funky background noise. I'm hoping it doesn't cut off on me here. Good old Skype's been acting up again. Hopefully I'm coming through all right. Anyway, guys, we got an interesting guest today. Actually, another returning guest. Had this guy on, several months back. He talked about the Rosslyn Chapel, some of you might recall. Philip Coppens is coming back today to talk about Burroughs Cave. I noticed he had written quite a few articles on it recently, so I decided to get in touch with him and have him back on to talk about that. Those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a cave in Illinois that this one man said that he had stumbled upon, back in the early 90s, I guess it was. And he's not revealing the location of it, but he's been bringing some very interesting artifacts out of the cave. It's caused quite a stir. And, of course, there's a question as to whether these artifacts are authentic or not, but Mr. Coppens is certainly convinced, as is the discoverer of the cave, that they're genuine. And it's possible, quite possible. But what's interesting about it is the artifacts are loaded with Egyptian hieroglyphs and other pictographs indicating an Egyptian presence here long ago. Now, we don't need the Burroughs Cave to prove that the Egyptians were here long ago. There's actually a wealth of archaeological evidence, not only the Egyptians, and I'll have more to say on that on future shows, not only the Egyptians, but pretty much every ancient culture was here at one time or other in the Americas. But this cave is particularly interesting because we've got actual hieroglyphs that have been found on these artifacts. So anyway, he'll be on after the break, be talking about that. First, let me go over some quick announcements here. Once again, guys, on the site, there's a new feature, relatively new. It's been around a little over a month now, where you can actually talk or type with other listeners as well as show hosts. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll see the chat button to click there. You can join the live chat. Aaron Russo DVD, guys, Freedom of the Fascism, still available at RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Get in on them before the holiday season in plenty of time so that you can give them out for Christmas gifts, great stocking stuffers. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719, or you can order right on the website itself through PayPal, republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anybody's interested in reading any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, or any of the other books I've got, if you want to see all that I have available, I currently have, I think, 8 titles. There'll be more to come. You can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just search for my name. It's the best way to find them. They'll all come up at once on the same page. Just type in Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all that I've got available. And again, check back from time to time. I'll be adding more and more as time goes on. If anybody wants to contact me, by the way, if Don Nikoloff is listening, sorry I had lost your contact information. I just found it late last night, and I was supposed to call you back yesterday after the show. I didn't get around to it, but I'll try calling you again today after the show, or if you call me first, whichever comes first. But Don found some interesting stuff, guys, and I'm going to be having him on the show again here pretty soon. As you recall, he was on before, talked about a lot of interesting stuff. Anyway, got to go to break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Mr. Coppens.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before I bring our guest up, I just wanted to mention the thing that Don Nikoloff is talking about, and several other people, too, are onto this, something I suspected from the beginning, too. What's going on right now in northern Iraq with Turkey looks like this was set up ahead of time, guys. Turkey, of course, has been in the pocket of Washington for a long time now. That this whole thing was set up as a pretext to launch their much-lusted-after invasion into Iran. We could be on the brink, guys, of another war here, and this could easily expand to a global conflict. Another puppet in the hands of the globalists, of course, is Mr. Putin, and he's threatening if we go into Iran, there could be reverberations. And Bush even said, if Iran has develops nuclear weapons, we could be looking at World War III. You know that's what they want. So watch out. Things could be going down here really fast. Let's hope not. Anyway, okay, guys, with no further ado, let's bring up Mr. Philip Coppens. Welcome to the show, Philip.
Hello. I can't do a George Bush impression, so.
Well, the worse you do, the better, because, you know, he sounds bad anyway. So you can bark like a dog, and I guess that would be a good George Bush impression. But anyway,
I might cough a bit because I've got a slight cold. But apart from that, I'll try not to bark.
Yeah. So, yeah, glad to have you back. We actually had you on before talking about the Rosslyn Chapel, which was very interesting. And, of course, now, well, I mean, we can go anywhere you want, but what caught my attention was reading an article you had written recently on the Burroughs Cave, something I've been aware of for over a decade now. Let's talk a little bit about the history of it. It's in Illinois, of course.
Yeah.
Northern Illinois, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the finder does not want the location disclosed, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess to this day, he's still going back in there and still bringing artifacts out?
No, actually. The discoverer, Russell Burroughs, went public with this discovery around 1990. And obviously it created a sensation because what he was claiming he'd found was evidence that people from Europe or Africa had come to America before Columbus and that they'd left human remains, skeletons, not perhaps even mummies, wrapped in a cave in northern Illinois. And that these mummies were accompanied by inscriptions on stone, as well as some artifacts, such as carvings and also gold.
I didn't know he found mummies, too. Wow.
Yes. Now, that he found gold, that he found mummies, he didn't come out all of that at once. What he started to say was, hey, I found a cave in Illinois. And what I've you know, these stories of people who discover something and who then try to interest or make other people interested in what they found, there are several of them. And sometimes when you do an article on one like the Burroughs Cave, you can almost do a search and replace on substitute Russell Burroughs with, you know, the name of another discoverer, substitute one location for something else. And you always have the same story, which largely is that the first people they contact should be really the people they should avoid at all costs, because they're looking for an interested person, but quite often, you know, they're unable to get an academic on their side, so they settle for an amateur historian or somebody who is willing to do certain stuff, but who really isn't an expert in marketing or really isn't somebody who can convince the halls of academia of what should be done with a discovery like that. So when the entire Russell Burroughs story broke, almost straight away people were shouting fraud, you know, this is a lie, this is just too good to be true. And this from both sides, because the people who were in the halls of academia, they just kind of said, you know, it's impossible that there is a find like this, full stop. And then they don't focus on what Russell Burroughs and his colleagues are claiming. They just focus on the persona, and they'll say, well, you know, this person trying to help him, he's come up with this ludicrous statement. Burroughs, he's not a qualified archaeologist, so even though he might have discovered something, he's obviously discovered something which isn't from Egypt or from Phoenicia or from Europe. He's obviously misidentified something which is very explainable, which might be just, you know, some people buried in a cave in the 18th or 19th century. So from the very beginning, as in with a lot of these stories, it literally the rug was just taken away from underneath his feet.
Well, qualified archaeologist, we know what that means. I mean, that's such a joke. He's not one of us that goes along with the program and keeps his mouth shut and, you know.
Exactly. It's you know, the will to conform. And by default, a discovery like Russell's doesn't conform to anything. Now, to just get back to what has happened, Burroughs claimed that he discovered the site in 1982, and largely during the 1990s, lots of speculation existed. People did some research. Some people did some books. In fact, just yesterday I was told by one of the people involved that he has now written his book, which is due to come out in a short while. Burroughs lost interest more or less halfway through the 1990s when he realized that whatever he discovered, nobody was willing to take seriously on either side, And there are various stories as to what he did. Some say he just abandoned the project altogether. One line of thinking inspired by what he said himself was that he actually blew up the site, he dynamited the site. But, you know, whether we should actually, that might be the one question or the one statement from Burroughs we do have to take with a bit of salt. He might have just said that so that people wouldn't come back to him and continue to ask questions. If he said, you know, look, I've dynamited the site, then that's the end of it. That might have been his exit quote from the entire debacle.
Right. Now, how did you get involved with this yourself?
I got involved in the early 1990s when Russell Burroughs, together with a co-author, wrote a book called The Caves of the Many Faces, if I remember correctly. And this was largely a self-published book. And it was accompanied by what can only be described as a photocopied book by a person called James Schurz, who provided more detail and who tried to do a translation of the material which they'd found into the caves. He tried to identify the writing. Now, he didn't give a conclusive identification of the writing in my mind, but I felt that both books were of sufficient interest to kind of like get an airing, and I wrote a few articles about it for a Dutch magazine, and I also got a Dutch publisher interested in publishing a book. Unfortunately, the publisher folded just before the book could be translated or could appear in translation. So at that moment in time, I kind of like found out the personal side of Russell. Russell was known to be a very emotional person, a person who reacted with emotions more than intelligence, and in that case, I got to see the emotional outburst of what he did, and largely, I think it's one of these things as well in life. when you would make a profile of you know, Indiana Jones kind of character, you do find that largely they often come with lots of emotions. And that their emotions quite often are the biggest problems. Now, you know, I didn't interpret my problem with him at the time as any major problem. But when you've discovered something and you want to work and you want to have your discovery accredited, you need to have a lot of patience, and you will have a lot of setbacks. And discoverers treat their discovery, rightfully so, as one of their children. And so when their child doesn't perform in the school as it should be, they react as an angry parent quite a lot. And they don't, of course, react to their discovery because they can't and they want to protect it. But they do react in that regard to everybody who says anything bad or negative about their discovery or who stops the discovery from being world famous.
Well, we can imagine anybody who presents findings or theories or ideas or whatever that is contrary to the accepted, established dogma is going to meet up against this type of thing. So that's certainly understandable. But let me ask you, has anybody else ever been into the cave besides Mr. Burroughs?
He claims that some members of his family have gone with him. But they have, as far as I'm aware, never gone on the record as stating as much.
How about the artifacts themselves? I mean, of course, pictures have been published, but has anyone, including yourself for that matter, have you ever seen any of the artifacts?
I've seen photographs of the artifacts. That the artifacts exist, that's not in doubt. There are two categories of artifacts. One of them are the stone artifacts, which Burroughs put on display, if not auction, after a while. So he brought out a few artifacts at one point, and he put them on display in a local, call it gift shop art gallery, and some of these were sold, and he was able to provide them with a bit more. Some of them, it's known that he's given them away. Some of them, it's known that some of the people he worked with took some of them with them.
Oh boy!
So that's the stone artifacts. They definitely exist. As to the gold artifacts,
Okay, I tell you what, let's hold it there. We'll pick up when we get back. You've got to go to a short break. Stick with us, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Philip Coppins here as our guest, talking about the Burroughs Cave. So basically, there's no telling where these artifacts are. But you know, they've kind of scattered all abroad.
They're in a number of locations. They said some people who were involved with the early exploration of the cave took some. Some of them are in various collections. After writing the article which you're referring to, which appeared in a few magazines, some people have collected me and said that they possess part of the collection, and you know that it is in safe hands, so to speak, until somebody decides to do something with it in a proper way. As to the gold artifacts, the skeptics would have us believe that what Burroughs did was create these artifacts in metal and then paint them gold, whereas Burroughs obviously said that these were genuine gold artifacts. And what happened to them, again, is not entirely known. It's the two opinions or the two theories which are involved here are, A, that Burroughs still has them, and B, that he sold them for getting some money from them.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a major fan of you know, diffusionism, the idea that ancient cultures had been here long before Columbus. Mm-hmm. But stories like this, you know, it kind of does an injustice to the whole idea of diffusionism. You know, it kind of creates doubt in people's mind. You hear about this cave. It sounds good, and I don't doubt that it's possible, but I, you know, why isn't it more concrete? Why, after all these years, is he still keeping it a secret? Why has he ever had or invited any, you know, not that mainstream scientists mean anything, but, you know, just to silence their skepticism so he could have it on record that, yeah, I did come in here, even if they say they're fakes. The truth is, there's a lot of fakes in major museums around the world. So, yeah. You know, so much for their expertise.
Yeah, the short answer is no. As to the somewhat longer answer, I think we cannot put the blame of what's happened or what has become the Burroughs saga totally in his own front garden or back garden, wherever you want to place it. It's he made a discovery or he made a claim, and what has happened since with that is largely what the people around him have made it into. The only thing he had wanted was to say, you know, look what I found, have a look at this. And he did protect the location. And one of the reasons why he protected it was because it wasn't on land he owned, and so he felt that it required some coordinated effort, that the landowner would be appreciative of what was on his land, but also that the way it was all presented would be in the best way possible. And I think it's just an unfortunate state of affairs then, as well as now, though perhaps now we're slightly better positioned, but definitely 20 years ago, it was a case that there were various amateur groups scattered across the U.S. who were trying to convince people that people had come to America before Columbus, and even at that stage, things like the Vikings were still somewhat controversial. Today, that Vikings came to sections of Northern America has been largely, you know, accepted, and nobody's doubting it. Anything else is problematic. And a lot of these people, not so much Russell Burroughs himself, but a lot of the people who are these diffusionists, they always think in very bizarre terms, and I call it like the three-stage approach of what they do. Rather than just say, hey, guys, you know, two archaeologists, hey, guys, I've discovered something. It's a cave. And it seems to contain some human remains. That might make archaeologists interested. But when you say, hey, guys, you should be interested in what I have found because, A, I found a cave. B, it contains human remains. C, they definitely predate Columbus. And D, they might be thousands of years old. It just, you know, you can see the archaeologists just running away because largely they say, well, that's just impossible what you say because that goes against everything we've ever seen. And B, you know, why would you want to have us to do because you seem to figure it out all by yourself? And a lot of these people, not just in this field, but in a lot of fields, they believe they have to, you know, if archaeology is black, they're going to put a white version out there which is so far away from the black side that it is really difficult to get the black side over to the white side or find common ground. And again, in the Burroughs cave, if Russell Burroughs, and specifically the people around him, had just said, hey, guys, I think we found a cave here. Could you come and have a look at it? That might have been a much better approach rather than the full-out approach which they went for.
Right. So, but you personally, you haven't seen any of the artifacts yourself, handled them, looked at them, touched them?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, but you have interviewed Mr. Burroughs?
I have interviewed Russell Burroughs. I have spoken to many people involved. Fred Ridholm, who was Russell Burroughs, who authored in the Mystery Cave of Many Faces.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to go to a break. We'll pick up there when we get back. Hold on, stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys. Back on Truth Hurts Radio, your host Charlie Giuliani. We've got Philip Coppens on, talking about the Burroughs Cave. So, like you said, you haven't seen any of the artifacts. Did you ever request to see them? You know, did he deny you to come and take a look at them?
No. Largely, I had no need to see them. You know, I've seen lots of photographs. The fact that these artifacts existed, were not in doubt. How should I put this? Me touching a rock will not transform the debate, and I would have no personal explanation of the rock themselves beyond what people who have some qualifications said about them. You know, James Schurz, who I spoke about earlier, when he published his findings of 115 artifacts which he'd seen and studied for a few months. That was something which I would never be able to accomplish. So,
there have been others that looked at them that have, confirmed them.
Yes, I mean, again, the existence of the rock artifacts is without doubt they exist. The debate was whether he faked them or whether he just found them, and those who've seen them all suggest that they are definitely genuine, and that if he faked them, then he should have done why did he invest his time and his money in faking stones, which he could have done differently. Again, the gold artifacts, some of the inner circle, or the early inner circle, such as Jack Ward, they claim they have seen them, but Jack Ward died before the Burroughs case really became notorious. So whether or not the gold artifacts, which Burroughs claims he'd found, are real or not, that's a different matter. But I think my website is one of the few, if not the only website, or any publication for that matter, where you can see some of the gold artifacts in photographic format.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give your website. In fact, I'll pull it up right now. I'd like to check out...
The website is philipcoppens.com, so philipcoppens.com, and just go to feature articles, and you'll see, if you type in Burroughs Cave there, or you just type in on a search for Burroughs Cave, you will come to the relevant page.
Yeah, there you go, folks. You want to check this out, Philip Coppens. That's Philip with one L, Coppens with two P's, and that's E-N-S, Coppens. .com, and I'm taking a look at him right now. So, I mean, what is he doing now? Does he actually do interviews? Maybe I should get him on sometime.
you should definitely try to get him on. As I said before the break, his co-author Fred Ridholm, who largely was Burroughs's friend, if that's the right word, for a long period of time when the shit hit the fan, which is what happened in the early 90s with the cave.
This is a G show, so let's try to watch the... Yeah.
And, what he was doing with Russell Burroughs at that time was, he saw Russell he on a daily basis almost. He almost lived with the man at some point. So... him and I, we have been in correspondence for practically 15 years, actually for 15 years, and he is convinced that at the core of the entire Burroughs Cave saga is a genuine discovery, but that literally the players involved and the way the information was provided just became so controversial. And for a lot of again, before the break, when I was saying about how, these spectacular claims which were made about the Burroughs Cave, they weren't Burroughs himself who made them. It was a local amateur historian called Jack Ward who literally said that he could detect and decipher the script, and everybody, whether you were a qualified academic or whether you were a diffusionist interested in languages, They said this man is simply wrong. But there was, as you put this, it's like you're trying to get to the celebrity, but his manager is constantly intervening, and you cannot talk to the celebrity itself. And all the stories which are floating around about the celebrity, just get wilder and wilder. And that's very much what happened with the Russell Burroughs case, whereby Russell, as the celebrity in this case, just got totally mismanaged, and the Burroughs Cave as a result became totally out of proportion. Russell, for the last 10 years, has largely lost interest in talking. He sees the world as being simply unable to address and to make any progress towards doing a serious debate and a serious archaeological approach towards his discovery. And
so most likely he probably wouldn't come on the show, you think?
I think he wouldn't come on the show, yes. But then, you never know. I don't think in the last 10 years he's been asked to to come on a show where he can just give his own point of view and just relate his own story.
Well, I know that there's been feature articles on this issue in Nexus and Ancient American Magazine, and I mean, there's something to it. Have there been any attempts on the part of epigraphers like Barry Fell before he died to, you know, translate any of the scripts that are on these things? Are they actual legitimate writings?
Yes, they have. Barry Fell was pretty much tangentially involved. The real person who tried to make an inroad was James Schurz. And what they came up with the scripts is very much what is the mixture of the depictions. When you teach history, you will say, well, this is Greek, this is typically Roman, this is typically Egyptian, this is typically Phoenician, this is typically this is typically that. And what was apparently found in the Burroughs case was a mixture of everybody. It's almost like you open up an encyclopedia, and every picture in the encyclopedia from every different kind of period you find in the Burroughs case. And for a lot of epigraphers and for a lot of diffusionist theories, they just couldn't cope with that because, you know, what does this mean? Who found it? Who found the Burroughs case? If you found stuff which looked like Egyptian, if you found stuff which looked Greek, if which looked Roman, what, you'd almost kind of like imagine a weekly commute happening between the old world and Burroughs' cave. So they were very difficult in kind of like to pin them down. But once some inroads were made into trying to decipher the script and start looking at the collection as a whole, some people began to point out that possibly what they were looking at was contact with the old world from a period roughly just, let's say, 200 years before to 200 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. And in that period, what you find happening around the Mediterranean are lots of civilizations such as Greek, Roman...
Intermingling.
They become all one pot. For example, in Egypt, you have got, at that time, the rulers, the Ptolemies, who literally say, we have to make inroads into getting the Jews and the Greeks and Egyptians all to know each other's languages, each other's culture, really introduce kind of like a common understanding of what everybody else is all about.
Hey, and kind of like what's going on in the U.S. today.
Exactly. In fact, you know, speaking of George Bush, the Ptolemies would be an excellent method of getting to know everybody else if it succeeded in uniting... Sorry. If it succeeded in uniting ancient Egypt around that time, it should definitely work in uniting the United States. But it's that melting pot, and a lot of the more theories which keep standing up to some scrutiny do begin to date the Burroughs Cave from around that period. But again, the problem there is that what we have at the moment is a collection of photographs and a collection of eyewitness statements, and the cave itself is currently not open, and its location is controversial. There's a story that in the mid-1990s, Burroughs did lead somebody to the site in return for some money, not much, and with lots of stipulation, largely Burroughs' last effort to try and get the cave archaeologically excavated and archaeologically researched. And it's a very long story, but in short, the person believed at the time that Burroughs had shown him a false location. And now in retrospect, the person then thought that perhaps Burroughs had actually shown him the right site. But if the latter were true, then we are confronted with the likelihood that Burroughs did blow up the entire cave, and what the instruments of this person revealed at the time when he was shown this site was that there did seem to be a structure underground, but that structure was completely full of water, and that the entrance itself had been had either fallen in or had indeed been blown up.
Well, I'm looking on your website here, and there actually are pictures of this cliffside, and then there's him climbing out of the small little crevice there, entrance to the cave. So I mean, there's something there.
Yeah, the entrance of him coming out again is controversial. Burroughs at the time said that this was his family member who had taken that photograph. Others have said that this was just Burroughs posing for the camera, and that the site actually was, you know, not the actual cave entrance. In all of these things, there are always two sides to the story. When you look at when you look at the discovery of Howard Carter of the tomb of Tutankhamun, there are now at least two books, if not more, which state that Carter went in there a few days, if not long, before the official opening of the cave, to something which is so well attested, the motives of Carter, whether he stole things from the cave before, still remain hotly contested. So in all of these things, there is a core discovery and a core body of evidence which is really important. And then you've got things hanging around the field which you kind of like think, okay, you know, even if Carter stole things from Tutankhamun's cave before, it doesn't invalidate the fact that he found Tutankhamun's tomb and that Tutankhamun existed and that his mummies were, you know, his mummy was found inside and that there was lots of gold and lots of treasure. So, unfortunately, we are in a position whereby no such certainty exists around the Burroughs cave.
Well, let me ask your personal opinion. I mean, do you think that it's totally legit, absolute bunk, or maybe somewhere in between?
Well, I believe in something which I believe a lot of Western democracies hold dearly, which is something which is disappearing, which is not guilty until proven otherwise. And irrelevant of what they have said about Russell Burroughs, I have never caught Burroughs lying. There has never been anybody who has been able to say Burroughs was a liar, Burroughs faked this, Burroughs did that. In everything which he has said, yes, he wasn't, you know, he sometimes reacted emotionally, he sometimes reacted harshly, he sometimes acted against his own best interest and against furthering his own cause, but that doesn't make him a liar. And again, to repeat, nobody has ever been able to prove Burroughs faked or lied. And in that respect, you need to say that with all the scrutiny which has been leveled on this story, and with all the people who have tried to trip him, who have tried to prove that he was, you know, a fraud, and there have been people who've been saying that he was part of some conspiracy which involved, you know, Nazi criminals, even neo-Nazi criminals. With all of these theories, not a single shred of evidence, let alone proof, has been uncovered that he was a fraud or that he's lied. And I think that's something which you know, I definitely try to underline in my findings. And in that sense, I consider this to be a great shame that, you know, a person has made a claim, has not been shown to be a liar or a fraud, yet, 25 years later, we are nowhere nearer to finding anything out of value regarding this claim. And largely that says more about society as a whole than about Russell Burroughs.
Well, you know, if there is truth, it'd be a shame if the man died and took his secret with him and, you know, nothing's ever done, you know, to try to recover anymore. Did he supposedly empty the thing of its artifacts, or when he dynamited it, were there still artifacts in there?
Yeah, he's saying that there were lots of artifacts in there and that he only took out a small minority which was representative, and that he did take out probably a large majority of the gold artifacts. As to the bodies which were inside, as I said originally, he said, oh, there are bodies. But then much later on, what seems to have happened is that he knew that there were mummified remains in there, but that he didn't want people to focus too much on that, because he must have known that if you say mummified remains, you say ancient Egypt. And he did get, either whether he said to his closest confidants early on, like, look, this is something you cannot say, or whether he just didn't say it to his closest confidants early on, again, is unknown, because Jack Ward has long died. But at some point, he did strike up a deal, if that's the correct word, an understanding with the people interested in his story, that they shouldn't be speaking about the mummies which were in there. And it's only relatively recently, in the past 5 to 10 years, that he was, you know, that those people began to say, oh yes, by the way, he said that there were human mummified remains in there.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop there, take a short break, we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, welcome back to True Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Philip Coppins on, talking about the Burroughs Cave. Let me ask you, do you know what this guy does or did for a living? I mean, what I'm wondering basically is this a man endowed with a lot of spare cash on hand that he can hire expertise? You know, if we're going to say that he's faking this. Because this would require a lot of money. You'd have to get people that are very artistic, that are familiar historically with, you know, the artwork of that period. And they would have to know the language, the script, that was in use at the time. And by the way, do you know what script it is? Is it you know, Ogham script? Is it Basque? Is it
it's not Ogham and it's not Basque. It's a mixture of various scripts. It's a bit like you know, everything and nothing. Some of it resembled Phoenician, some of it resembled something else. Russell was a member of the army. He was an officially a colonel. When he retired, he did various things, worked a bit as a labourer. And the interesting thing is that you know, they asked him what he did, and he largely said that he just explored the country and tried to, you know, kind of like discover things locally. And that he also did some artistic things. And so they asked what he did, and he said he was a bit of a model maker. And what did he do specifically? Well, he made woodcuts. He, you know, he made little animals out of wood and all of those things, which for some reason, for some people, was evidence of him being able to just create these artifacts, you know, and cut them into stone. He wasn't wealthy, but when you look at photographs and when you get to know him, he was just literally your average American citizen. You know, in fact, you would probably be the American average citizen if there ever been an election for such a position. So this was just an ordinary man coming out with an extraordinary claim.
Right. But, I mean, the scripts are translatable. There has been some attempts and successful attempts at translating them.
Yes, some of the minor ones have been translated, but some of the, how should I put this, take one inscription and take three experts, and they will give you three different interpretations. So you've got one person saying, well, these few lines, I think they are Phoenician. Another person will say, no, this is just gibberish. This is somebody who's been copying out of a book. But actually, you know, the individual letters he's copied do not make any sense. And then the third person will say, well, actually, this is not Phoenician at all. This is Greek. And what it says here is that what we have here is the tomb of Alexander the Great, which is a theory which was proposed at one point about what might be in the Burroughs cave. So, so many experts, so many opinions, and you know, I do not at all pretend to be an expert in epigraphy. I just look at the circus of what was created, and again, you know, nothing to do with Burroughs. It was all to do with in some cases people trying to do legitimate efforts in trying to find out what was on it, and in other cases people literally trying to make a name for themselves. And in other instances, just people trying to discredit it.
This is why I tend to think there's got to be something to it, because you can't fake ancient script like that unless you know exactly what you're doing. That would be an easy giveaway. And since they haven't disproven it on that level, there's something to this. All right, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet